From Evil Kitten Productions, this is Project Nova. Episode 1, Subortus.
Initiating revival sequence. Pod containing Subject 1. Process has begun. Pod is open. Welcome, Subject 1.
Hello?
Welcome, Subject 1.
Where am I?
You are currently located in the Nova Station pod bay.
Why can't I see anything?
Do not be alarmed. Normal sensory functions will return momentarily.
Why can I hear you?
Auditory sensory functions are the first to return. This allows me to communicate with you.
And who are you?
I am the computer. I was created to serve as an interface between subjects and Project Nova.
Why am I laying down?
Please remain in your pod.
Screw that.
It would be wise to refrain from leaving your pod until sensory functions are returned.
Too late. At least I couldn't really feel that.
Noted. This warning message will be conveyed to the rest of the subjects before they emerge from their pods.
Other subjects?
Although you cannot see, there are four pods located in the pod A.
There are more people here? Hey, can anyone hear me?
I am preparing to revive subject 2.
I'm the only one awake?
Affirmative.
Why can't you revive everyone?
I am not operating at 100% energy capacity.
Alright, bonus round. Who am I?
You are a subject of Project Nova. Your designation is Subject 1.
What an honor. Now, what exactly is Project Nova?
Initiating revival sequence. Pod containing Subject 2.
Fine, ignore me.
Pod is open. Welcome, Subject 2. Do not be alarmed. Normal sensory functions will return momentarily. It would be wise to refrain from leaving your pod until sensory functions are returned.
Hey, listen to the computer. Don't be like me.
Subject 1 is currently on the floor.
What the hell is going on?
Welcome, Subject 2.
Where?
We're pod people or something. People from pods. That thing that's talking is a computer. I'm not a computer. I think. I can't really see myself, so I can't be sure.
Who are you?
Apparently, I'm Subject 1. You're Subject 2. Try not to get jealous. We're part of something called Project Nova.
Why can't I see anything?
Something about our senses being fucked. We can hear, and I'm pretty sure I'm starting to feel stuff.
How can you tell?
The floor is cold.
Are we the only ones here?
Initiating revival sequence. Pod containing Subject 3. Process has begun.
Never mind.
Pod is open. Welcome, Subject 3. Do not be alarmed. Normal sensory functions will return momentarily. It would be wise to refrain from leaving your pod until sensory functions are returned.
Where am I?
You're alive.
But temporarily blind.
Your name is Subject 3. I'm Subject 1. I'm not bragging or anything. That's just how it worked out.
It's starting to feel like bragging. Oh, and I'm Subject 2.
That other voice you hear is the computer.
What is going on?
You are all subjects of Project Nova.
Also that.
This is insane.
Are you on the floor now too? It's alright, I think I'm starting to see. A little, at least.
I think the floor is cold.
Hey, look at you! You're getting some feeling back.
I think I'm starting to see some shapes.
Initiating revival sequence. Pod containing Subject 4. Process has begun.
How many of us are there?
Just 4.
Error. Initiating revival sequence. Subject 4 cannot be revived.
What's going on?
I think our last friend is having some trouble.
What can you see?
The room is pretty small. I think I can make out the pods. I think we're all in a little circle.
I'm waving my arms. Can you see me?
I think so. You're in the pod across from me.
How do I look?
Blurry.
Are you still on the floor?
Yeah, but I'm getting some feeling back in my legs.
I can see you.
Me?
No, number one or whatever.
Subject one.
Right, that.
Hey, computer? Any luck with that last pod?
Subject 4 cannot be revived.
Why not?
All pods are equipped with a failsafe. If no brain activity is detected, the subject will not be revived until a proper medical professional can review the situation.
And where are these medical professionals?
There are no medical professionals currently located in the pod bay.
I think I'm starting to see things.
Great. Okay, let's see what we've got here.
Look at you, you're standing, and...
What?
I think you might be naked.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely naked, so are you.
That explains why you're just a beige blob.
Charming. It looks like there are some robes on the back of our pods.
Robes are provided for your comfort and personal modesty.
Fuck modesty, it's freezing in here. Oh, fuck!
What was that?
She fell.
Not quite as stable as I thought.
Alright, let me try... The floor is cold.
Told you.
What now?
Now? Now I'm going to sit here for a second. I don't know about you, but I just woke up in a strange pod with a computer telling me that I'm some sort of subject.
Subject one.
Right. Also, I don't have a clue how I got here or even who I am.
I think I can get up.
Grab a robe. At the very least, they seem clean.
So, is anyone going to ask the obvious question?
Which obvious question?
Where are we?
Oh, I asked that. The computer said that...
You are currently located in the pod bay.
We know that much.
The pod bay is located in Nova Station, part of Project Nova.
What?
Something called Project Nova. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
Computer, what is Project Nova?
I cannot answer that question.
Why not?
It is against my protocol.
Hey, I think I can stand.
Great! Get over here and join the club!
Computer.
Yes, subject 2.
So, how's it going?
I am not operating at 100% energy capacity.
What is Project Nova?
I cannot answer that question.
Hey, when you woke me up, you told me that you were here to act as an interface between us and Project Nova.
Affirmative.
But you can't tell us what Project Nova actually is?
Affirmative.
Why not?
It is against my protocol.
How can you act as an interface when you can't tell us what's going on?
I do not understand the question.
That's convenient.
Hey, you two, come over here.
What's going on?
This pod, subject 4, I think she's alive.
But the computer said that she...
The computer said that it couldn't read brain activity, not that she was dead.
But if it can't read her brain activity, why would we be any help?
I think the pod is broken.
Broken?
You see those cables coming out of the pod?
Yeah.
I think they're monitoring vital signs, and look at her.
I still really can't see that clearly.
Those... electrodes?
They're just laying next to her.
So,
if the electrodes came loose, it fell off,
the pod wouldn't be able to read her brain activity.
Oh, computer!
Yes, subject 1.
The pod is broken. She's fine. You can revive her.
All pods are equipped with a failsafe. If no brain activity is detected, the subject will not be revived until a proper medical professional can review the situation.
We don't have any medical professionals. Open the pod.
All pods are equipped with a failsafe.
Open the pod, you disembodied piece of shit!
What are we gonna do?
Computer.
Yes, subject 2.
What happens if a person is already awake before you open the pod?
This is an impossibility. Subjects cannot wake before the pod is open.
But what if the subject was awake? What would happen?
That is an impossibility.
What are you thinking?
I think we can trick the system, but I don't know what'll happen.
Well, with your plan, what's the worst case scenario?
One of us dies and she stays trapped in that pod.
So just a bit worse off than we are now?
Just a bit.
All right, what's the plan?
I think we can unhook the cables that monitor her brain activity from our end, then we just have to replace them with the cables from one of our pods.
And hook it up to one of us.
Right, the computer will be able to register brain activity.
And open the pod!
The only question is, who is going to hook themselves up to that pod? You heard the computer, we have no idea what will happen.
So... rock, paper, scissors?
Oh my god.
What?
It's just, I can't remember my name, but I know how to play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, this shit is all kinds of crazy.
How are we gonna do this?
Winner has to plug in.
Sounds fair.
1, 2, 3, shoot.
Does anyone actually play it any differently?
I don't remember.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Who chooses paper?
I do, and it's not my fault you both go right to rock. Are we going to do this or not?
Well, we We don't have to, you know. We're all out and alive.
And what are we going to do instead? Do you see a door out of here? Do you see anything in this room except for the pods? We can do this, or we can do nothing.
But we can do nothing. That is an option.
Well, I'm not gonna have my first memory being about that time I left somebody to die.
If the computer is right, she'll just be kept alive in there until...
Until what? Until a doctor comes? Do you see any doctors?
No, but I'll
I'm
just...
doing this.
All right. Subject three?
That's me, right?
Who else is there? Get over here and help me with this. It looks like this is the one that was connected to my head. Do you see where it connects to the pod?
I think so.
Great. Here, hold the rest of these cables. I'll see if I can unhook it. Easy.
Now what?
Now we're going to connect these electrodes to Subject the First's head.
That's Subject One to you.
We connect the electrodes to her head, and I'll swap out the cables in this broken pod. Hopefully the computer will register the brain activity and open the pod. Hopefully.
Only one way to find out. Hook me up!
Brave on your first day of... whatever this is.
Stop talking. Start doing.
Right. Does this look right?
Perfect. Now, I just need to...
Warning. Warning. Pod containing Subject 4 is damaged. Subject is compromised. Subject 4 will be recycled in 30 seconds.
What does that mean?
Can't be good.
Did you swap the cables?
I'm working on it.
Well, work faster.
Sure, that helps.
Subject 4 will be recycled in 20 seconds.
All right, it's done. Computer, revive Subject 4.
No brain activity is detected. Pod containing Subject 4 has been compromised. Subject 4 will be recycled in 10 seconds.
What does it mean, no brain activity?
Electrodes. One came loose.
Damn it, stick it down.
I've got it. I'm holding it. Hurry up.
Computer, revive Subject 4.
Initiating revival sequence. Pod containing Subject 4.
Booyah! Suck it, computer!
I do not understand the directive.
Can I take these things off yet?
Oh, wait until the pod opens.
Pod is open. Welcome, Subject 4.
Alright, take them off.
Normal sensory functions.
That was fun.
Momentarily, it would be wise to refrain from leaving your pod until sensory functions are returned.
What the hell?
I like her.
Who said that? Where am I?
It's okay, you're safe.
Ish.
You're safe-ish.
Why can't I move or see anything?
Wow. Sorry, we may have been talking over the computer's message. It's okay. You should be able to move and see pretty soon.
Guys?
If you're cold, there are robes.
Even if you aren't cold, you are kind of sort of naked.
Guys, have you looked at the robes? At the back of them?
No, I just put it up. Oh, wow.
What are you guys looking at? Oh.
What's going on?
Hang tight. New developments.
What?
What does mine say?
Project Nova, Subject 2, designated Vespucci. How about mine?
Project Nova, Subject 1, designated Armstrong.
Armstrong?
Turn around at number 3.
What does it say?
Project Nova, blah blah blah, designated Batuta.
Excuse me?
Batuta. That's what it says.
What are you guys talking about? What is this about a Nova? How many of you are there?
Something called Project Nova. We don't know anything about it, and counting you, there are 4 of us.
Who the fuck are you guys? Who am I?
That I can answer. My name is Armstrong. Your name is Eberhardt. Welcome to the family.
Access Project Nova log. New entry. Project commencement. Successful initiation of trial designated Subortus. All 4 subjects are alive and healthy. Subjects have also discovered their monikers. This should help foster a sense of personal identity despite the lack of memory. Subjects completed the first trial more quickly than anticipated. The timetable for the second trial has been adjusted accordingly. Subjects show early promise. End entry. Close Project Nova log.
Project Nova is an Evil Kitten production. Project Nova is written and directed by Aaron Sarka. The Project Nova theme was composed by Aaron Sarka. All other music can be found on the Free Music Archive. Sound effects were provided by freesound.org. This episode starred Sarah Sarka as Armstrong, TJ Anderson as Vespucci, John Pennick as Batuta, Rachel Craig as Eberhardt, and Aaron Sarka as the computer. Transcripts for each episode can be found at our website, evilkittenproductions.com. You can support Project Nova and all of the other Evil Kitten productions by checking out our Patreon. Information is available in the show notes. We will return in 1 week's time with episode 2, Inventa.